We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his book for sale on Amazon. Dave Hodges had to take his leave. We'll have him back next Tuesday. We're hoping that Steve Bannon will call in. He has not yet. We have some very important journalism to report, if and when he does. I recorded a show with Steve Sunday, and I think he's broadcast at his website, IsraeliNewsLive.org. I don't know for a fact if he has or not. But the call number here at Republic Broadcasting is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, the Russian military has vast resources that have not yet been used. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
What vast resources are you referring to?
Well, their ground forces, their infantry, their artillery, their armor, their air force, and of course, missiles, if it ever comes down to it. The Russian Spetsnaz, which they have, their special forces outnumber ours by about 10 to 1. If Russian Spetsnaz have been implemented, they haven't been using great numbers, to my knowledge. How about you, sir?
Well, yeah, they have, actually.
In great numbers?
Yeah. The paratroopers that they used to make a mass drop behind Kiev were, those paratroop divisions are Spetsnaz.
Okay. And they're known to be some of the best trained, best equipped, most highly motivated troops on the planet. What was the effect of these troops, if you know, sir?
Well, paratroopers are lightly armed. They can be right. The best troops in the world, but against tanks or APCs caught in the open, they don't have the range of their weapons. They're very vulnerable. So you had a number of mistakes, you know, tactical mistakes and operational mistakes. And you also had the will of the Ukrainians to resist.
Right.
So
right.
You have a, that's, as I said, yeah, that's really, and as far as their resources, look, military experts will tell you they don't, you know, the Wagner mercenaries are their elite troops along with the Spetsnaz, and they disproportionately lost elite troops. They lost a lot of them. And they got hurt. They had to revert to artillery. They lost a lot of tanks. A lot of their tanks have been destroyed. So they're rebuilding tanks, and they're not building new ones. They're building old ones. The Armada tank, it seems, there's been one of the things we're getting is reports, and I've been told about this, that Russian tanks were not, like the Armada tank, were not made in any numbers. Now, that could be a deception, but you would think they would have put them in there already. And they're having trouble getting, look, there's wives in the Russian cities whose husbands are being shanghaied for the army. That's how desperate they are for people. And most of the Russian soldiers that invaded Ukraine, they've have more dead than that. I mean, as of more than a month ago, they had they had more than 122,000 Russian dead. Now, the Ukrainian losses are high, too, but not that high. And this is really crippling for a country that is having difficulty getting people to actually go into uniform.
The Russian does use conscription to fill up their ranks, don't they?
Yeah, of course. They have a smaller population of younger people, and they have an economy that, of course, needs younger people as well as older people. And they also have other commitments besides the army. They have their navy and their air force and their missile forces. So they have larger personnel requirements overall. But in a society, you look at the way society is organized. You know, they're pulling people out of their jobs, which is hurting their economy. You take so many young men who are, particularly if they have a skill set, how are they going to replace that person in their economy? And that's an interesting question. And when you don't have as many young people, when you have a larger older population, like they do in China as well, by the way, although they have a heck of a lot of people in China. This is a problem for them. And so what a lot of experts are saying now, I have been of the school that they can put together more people. They can just, because their mechanisms, they still have the totalitarian mechanisms where they can basically force people into the front lines. And they're using that. But those people are not going to be effective soldiers because it takes months to make a soldier, you know, make a person into a soldier. And people who simply aren't fit, you know, some tragic stories of a Russian that's my age, you know, in their 60s, and they're taken to the front line and they die of a heart attack as soon as they get off the bus. You know, it's you just can't take anybody to do this kind of thing. And they're not, their supply system is inadequate. Their men are not being supplied. You know, I talked to a guy that watches Ukrainian drone feed on the front lines. And he says, I'm sick of watching Russian soldiers getting killed. This is just terrible. The Russians don't take care of their men. They use their men like cannon fodder. I mean, literally. And this is, you know, their morale is low. You know, they should have been able to win this war. Russia's three times the size of Ukraine, not just in land area, but in population. They should have won this war already.
Before we get to Steve Bannoun, who's on hold, now in America, 3 out of 4 American men and women of draft age eligible to go in the military, I think 18 to 26, can't if they even want to, because they're either too fat, too dumb, too drug addicted, or too many criminal convictions. Does Russia have a similar problem? Do you know?
Yeah, Russia has a similar problem, but it's a little bit different than that in Russia. You have a problem where people, you have a history now of people resisting the government, you know, by passive resistance. And so a lot of the people that they recruited here months ago, there was reports of huge numbers of them just got up and left. They just left the boot camps. They left the training
Amazing.
Centers.
Amazing.
How many they have? They could have more than we know or less than they're saying. We just don't know.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I want to ask you to stand by and listen patiently and lay on the same thing. We have with us now my friend Steve Bannoun. Steve's website is IsraelisNewsLive.org. At my request, about a week ago, I asked Steve to look into what's going on in Israel with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. He's made those inquiries, and now we're going to have some serious journalism here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, what did you find out?
I'm going to actually pull up some of these notes, and while I'm doing that, I wanted to make one comment real quick on the discussion about Ukraine, and that is that I agree Russia could have just plowed right through, or should have been able to plow right through, but I think what a lot of people are not aware of is that we're not just fighting Russia's not just fighting Ukraine. Russia is fighting NATO.
Right.
And they just don't, they're not going to tell you that. And of course, you know, it has gotten really bad now. And it's on both sides. Unfortunately, we're not disclosing what Russia's doing to us. And the numbers of our own soldiers that are, you know, oh, I say ours, you have Polish troops there, Lithuanian troops there, Latvian troops there. But they're not telling you guys that. I know it because I have to listen to the things that are going on. But we had an instance where Russia took out 4 of what we called safe havens, but they're actually military bases. And pretty much we didn't have hardly any survivors. There was over 1,000 NATO troops that were killed in those 4 bases.
So, what weapons were used, if you know, sir?
That's Russia was using hypersonic missiles that were fired out from submarines and also from aircraft. So we had no ability to shoot it down. Even one of the meetings that I was in, we were trying to use our laser technology to take them out as well, because, of course, lasers, speed of light should be fast enough to take it down.
Right.
But we were not successful. They did fail in both cases. So we're still a little bit behind the eight ball on that issue there.
Roger that. Well, thank you for that update. Now let's move on to my inquiry and your response as to what's going on in Israel with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot, sir.
Yes, what's happening over there? I found out that in the military, we have 85% that were vaccinated on the military. We have roughly about 90 to 95% of the population. But in the population, I found out too that if you are of Ashkenazi descent, you had a greater chance of getting a placebo and not the real deal. And I know that some people might say when they hear something like that, oh, that's just nonsense, that's conspiratorial. All you have to do is look at Joel Bannerman and Barry Chomish, both who are Israeli journalists, both are deceased. Joel was killed. If you do enough research on it, you'll see, because he's very outspoken, and he met an untimely death. Barry Chomish was a good friend of mine. Very well-known Israeli journalist, served in the Israeli military, and he told me before he died, he said, Steve, they've not stopped trying to kill me, to shut me up. But the reason I bring them up is because Barry Chomish he's done articles about the ringworm children, where Sephardic Jews were taken and experimented on, but if you were an Ashkenazi, they would take the kids out of the school to go do it in order to be able to get the Dimona nuclear power plant. And they were experimented on in high doses of radiation. And of course, Ashkenazi children, they would stay. Sephardic children were taken, and it was a horrible thing that took place there. You have also the situation of the Yemenite children. 2,000 children that went missing in Israel, never to be accounted for, never to be, and when we say Yemenite, these are Yemenite Jews. These were children that came up from Yemen. It was discovered through Barry's work. They were placed with Ashkenazi families in order to try to create a Jewish bloodline, because there's a lot of suspect questions as to whether or not the Ashkenazi side is a real true bloodline. Now, we do have real true Jews in Israel. I'm not saying we don't. We do. But anyway, that bringing that part out there, that's to bring up the next thing. Then I found out that what was going on is that those that were getting the clot shot over there were being experimented on, and the politicians were heavily behind it. I'm actually trying to pull up some of the names on this as well. And the payouts were coming out of the country of Qatar for these politicians, and they were Soros is also mentioned as one of the financiers, but they ran all of this through Qatar to try to cover up the money laundering line of this here to see what was going on. Let's see here. I'm trying to get the right. Here we go. I think I got the right one now. So, but we had. Let's see here. Got to be careful what I speak about on here. So I'm kind of looking.
No, at I very understand. Carefully. Be careful. Yep.
So I got one redacted version that I created. Let me see if this is it here. Okay, yeah. So anyway, let's see. Okay, it basically became a biochemical lab. Israel did, as one of the ways that it was described there. It was an attack on the population. And this is coming out, by the way, out of one of the heads of the hospitals there when the inquiries were being done. She does children cite things, and children are losing moms and dads. And, of course, the one good friend of mine, his wife and Netanyahu's wife, are working together on trying to help assist those children that have lost their parents as a result of all of this there. Let's see here. There is a massive loss of parents' lives in there from the clot shot there. He said that most Israelis now know that they were lied to, and that it was an attack of a bioweapon the way they put it, that Europe and the United States were largely responsible for that. He also goes into that...
Hold on. We'll continue with your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car? Seriously? Your spouse's car? The car that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses. Just go to my website, thelibertyman.com, to the EMP Shield section, and you can get that equipment with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Steve Van Noon is giving us a important update here. Steve's website is israelinewslive.org. Steve, we recorded a show Sunday. Has that been put on your website yet?
Oh, yes, that's actually already up and running, John. And we have actually got a lot of very good reviews on that. A lot of people really, really appreciated the information that we were bringing out in that broadcast. So, yeah, you can see it on IsraeliNewsLive.org. Would be the best place to see it right now, because some of our topic in there, we only did a 30-second clip on YouTube, but iConnectFX.com, but our website's the easiest place just to watch it. And also, I believe we did an international version of that one as well, which if you go to iConnectFX.com, Israeli News Live, you can listen to it. You can be heard, John, in Spanish, Hebrew, and Russian, I believe, are the three languages that you can be heard in.
All right. We have a caller on hold, but before we get to our caller, we have people that may not recognize some of these terms being used, the Ashkenazis and so forth. But so I want to make this simplistic for everybody. There's women who are not part of the Jewish bloodline of that's in the Bible, and there's women who practice Judaism that are Semites, going back to those days. And the battle is between those two groups, isn't it, sir?
That is true. There's a lot of disagreements as to, you know, of course, you know, naturally the Ashkenazi families believe that they're 100% Jewish. And I do have Ashkenazi in my background. I'm mainly Sephardic. But it's a battle for control, and it's elite families versus, you know, people that are truly descended from, or as we would say, Semitic families that are descended all the way back, going back to the days of the Exodus of Egypt. So,
right. Well, this is an ancient battle, and let's do take this caller. We have Pat from Texas has a question for you. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, I'm sorry I haven't done my research. I got busy listening to Amir Sephardi talking about the rapture taking us out before the seven-year tribulation he thinks has already started. But I was wondering what is actually going on in Tel Aviv with 100,000 people on the street and vowing to come out every weekend. And I know Paul Begley was talking about months ago that Israel wanted to help Ukraine, but Russia told them, if you do one thing, you're next. So I just wondered what Stephen knows, or if you're allowed to. And I know you had a subject you want to talk about, but I just wondered about all that going on, because I haven't found it all yet.
It actually does wrap up, Pat, into the subject even of the vaccination. It is true that people are protesting in the streets of Israel like crazy, mainly because what Netanyahu is forming is a religious government, and Israel would become a religious state. In other words, it would become a Talmudic state, which is extremely dangerous. That would mean no freedom of religion whatsoever. And because of that very issue that's going on, part of the same dump of information I got on the vaccination program, which, by the way, is to eliminate that opposition of them setting up a religious state. That's another very big issue. And in that dump, even Amir Tsefarti's name was brought up as a Mossad asset. I kind of figured that, but we got into also the NSA in America and different organizations that are controlled by them in order to make sure that this government that you see going in place now would be supported by the evangelical movement, which to me goes against everything Jesus ever taught. You know, Jesus really came out and taught two laws: love your neighbor as yourself, and love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul, heart and mind. Unfortunately, the government there will set it up to where it's 663 laws that have to be kept by Jews, seven laws plus sub-laws for Gentiles, and you will be beheaded for breaking one of those laws. So it's a dangerous scenario, and so, but I'll pause for a second, John, before we go back into the vaccination part. I just want to make sure I answered the question adequately.
Okay. Okay, we'll wrap up that question after the break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com, up and running full speed, thank goodness. You'll find Stu Peters' documentary there, Died Suddenly. It's a must-watch video. You'll find the more than 200 videos and articles concerning COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, where he says, in no uncertain terms, don't get the clot shot, don't get the boosters. He could not be more clear. And, of course, products that will help you, like the energy cleaner, the Liberator rocket heater, a wood-burning stove with no smoke. Mine's going just a few feet from me, keeping the house nice and warm and cozy. You can order these products right there at my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Excellent books for sale at Amazon. Steve Bannoun, his website is israelinewslive.org. Steve, did you have more response for Pat before we move on, sir?
Not so much, Pat, but we can go back into the clot shot part of it in Israel. And by the way, just to update you, if you are a foreign speaker, the video you and I did on the international version is available in Spanish, Hebrew, Russian, French, and German. So you can hear John speak those languages, not just
really?
The subtitles, yes. I Connect is the only platform in the world that does that. They have the technology that you can utilize to where you can be heard in multiple languages. And they're also adding a part of it where if you do an interview, I haven't got that in yet, but as soon as they have it available, I will, to where, let's say it's me and you speaking, they'll give us two different voices, or if it's a girl, they'll give you a girl voice and a male voice.
No kidding. Can you make me sound like John Wayne?
I can make you, well, I don't know.
Well, I'll look into this. This is a robotic AI kind of thing, obviously.
Yes.
It's amazing. I'll look into that because I want to expand my audience. I already have an international audience, but it's English only. Fascinating. Now, I've been saying for more than a year, Steve, that Israel will cease to exist in 3 to 5 years. There'll still be an Israel, but it won't be the Israel we've always known, will it?
That's exactly right. And I want to make sure I state for the record, too, John, I do support my people having a homeland. I'm not against that. But I think that we need to be more like the United States that has always stood for freedom of religion and not a theocracy. But that's really what Netanyahu is trying to create right now, is a theocracy. And I know that he himself is not that way personally, but that's just the support that he has on the base is the Hasidic community. And so that's why we're dealing with this. And I know from an in-depth level from my own research, and like even, for example, when Israel legalized abortion, they have the most liberal abortion policy on the planet.
Right.
And yet nobody would ever believe that because the religious group was totally against it. But they came on board with it in order to be able to lower the Palestinian population.
Right.
So that they would have no competition in the government. So that, you know, it's just nuts. Let's go back, though, John, if you're ready. Let's get back into the information here. Okay, now we have, when me and you did our interview, I said I would wait to give some of these names and information on your program.
Right.
So we have the former Prime Minister Bennett. We also have Gantz and Lapid are all involved in getting payouts from Schwab and Soros, and that money was gone through Qatar and Davos. In order to betray Israel. That was where they were basically, and I don't know how they did it. I just know that this is the way, and when I'm talking about, I mean, John can tell you guys, I mean, he's one of the few people that know the connections that I have on a more intimate level. But even Israel, I have that same types of connection through our Israeli intelligence. And so I can find out things sometimes that a lot of people would probably rather that I didn't say publicly.
Right.
Then we get into also there was there he went into the issue of voter fraud in Israel, because this is all kind of tied together. Strangely enough, it'll be tied together. But he said that the elections have been rigged. They've been rigged for many, many years. They have placed in the candidates that they wanted to put into power. And right now, between Mossad and Shin Bet, Shin Bet, for those that don't know, it's another part of the Israeli intelligence community in Israel. They're very concerned that Israel is about to go to civil war. And it has a lot to do with trying to make sure they don't lose the Supreme Court judges that they have put in power that also were put in crookedly. And they're trying to keep that information from getting out. And a lot, the vaccination corruption is what is causing people to really begin to question what is really going on in Israel, because the citizens have realized they've been duped, they've been played upon, and that, you know, the numbers that are dying are just phenomenal. Speaking
tell
of
us
that,
about that, tell us about that. Dying and disabled, tell us about that.
Yes, we're getting a lot of, and let's see, I've got a good friend of mine over there that's an Israeli that's a believer. He really began to show, give me some of that information there. We don't know an exact number. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, this 85% of the military was vaccinated. There was a radio broadcast that we had going on in Israel for the longest time. I think they shut it down. That was announcing the dead of vaccinated on a daily basis, and I still have not got anybody to. I thought maybe he'd give me a percentage on here, but I don't. Let's see. Okay, here's some of the numbers for you right here. He said cancer, one of the doctors there has said that on cancer, we have a 10,000% increase in the last 8 months. And the doctor is convinced, this is an Israeli doctor, convinced it is due to the vaccination. He did say that the death toll nationally is hard to verify because few are willing to give the information about the statistics. But just, I mean, think about it. Can you imagine 10,000% increase in cancer in 8 months? I mean, my gosh.
That's hard to conceive of. That's hard to conceive of.
That's a staggering number. And that's an Israeli doctor actually coming out. I mean, these doctors, they got it much worse in Israel than you have in America.
How so?
Because what the Israeli government will do, is we don't have quite the freedom people think. You go to speak out, you'll be in a cave somewhere, and you'll be interrogated. I had a good friend of mine who is a mathematician, one of the world's best. He teaches at Berkeley University right now. But he wanted to teach internationally. He taught in India. He was wanting to share his knowledge of math because he's just so brilliant. Well, the Israelis offered him to come, and he was telling me about it. And I told him, I said, if you go to Israel, you're not going to be teaching at Hebrew University. I said, maybe. I said, I'll give it 2 months, and then your family won't know where you're at. And he's like, no, Steve. He said, I'm going to get to teach at Hebrew University. And I said, I want to go do it. I want to help the Israelis. And so, sure enough, he goes. The next thing you know, his family's calling me. We don't know where he's at. We've lost contact with him. And it wasn't even 30 days later.
Right.
Finally, 6 months later, he ends up in America, scared to death, terrified, wouldn't talk to anybody, finally told me his ordeal, what happened. He said, I wasn't 2 weeks at the university before the Israeli government come and took me below ground to some underground facility, wanting me to do math figures to create weapons.
Good God.
And he says, and when I refused, I told him, I don't want my research to be used to make weapons. I want it for peaceful means. He said, with a M16 at my head, I was told I would do it or I would be buried and nobody would ever know I ever existed again. That's the type of things that go on in Israel that you will never find out about. So, you know, it's very risky. And I have too many families and friends over there that are Christians that were Israelis to start with, you know, but later became believers. It'll tell you the horror stories they've gone through.
Right.
So
right.
It's not as free as people think.
Right.
And right. And of course, this vaccination program, from what I can see, and I'm going to do more research on this, John, now that you got me on the roll of this and I'm seeing this information, we got to pull a Barry Chomish and a Joel Bainerman, and I encourage your listeners to look up Barry Chomish and Joel Bainerman. They are true heroes of Israel. There's another part here, too. Let me see real quick. Gantz and Lapid are New World Order puppets. They are hated by most and considered traitors, controlled by big money bankers, the Swiss and the European Union. He says, much have infiltrated Israel and have the control there. Europe's interests control Israel, and this is why Israel is so afraid of the United Nations and the European Union. He's saying that they need to kick them out and that type of stuff there. Let's see the – make sure I read this before I start speaking some of this information here.
Right, right.
Let me take a pause just for a second, John, and let me just kind of go over this little bit of information here.
Okay, we'll do that. While we're taking a pause, Jeff, Steve has firsthand knowledge from Israel about what's going on there. It's a very highly special, just similar to the access you have talking to the defectors. I find this knowledge and this information very enlightening and very disturbing. How about you, Jeff?
Well, we would all like to know, you know, how the vaccine is affecting people. The vaccine, in the case of Israel, it was Pfizer that they took.
Right.
Right, Steve? It was the Pfizer vaccine. And that's the vaccine that they've gotten the most documents from, the court case where the large number of documents were forced by a U.S. judge to be released. Shows that they had massive problems in the trials, lots of injuries, and also affected fertility, which is a real was a big part of this question. Is what damage do these lipid nanoparticles do to reproduction, and what are, you know, is there long term cancer? You know, obviously, I've heard stories, you know, and none of this is proven, from doctors saying, you know, we're getting more cancers. Of the people I know who are vaccinated, two of them got cancer within a year of being vaccinated.
Right, right.
You know,
well,
and both.
You're right, but I'm going to modify that a bit. Every human being, whether they're an 18-year-old athlete or a 90-year-old retired person, has cancer cells and they're circulating in their body. The immune system knocks them down and kills them. What the clot shot does is destroy the immune system, so the cancer cells, they're there all the time anyway, can multiply and become a very serious matter. Gentlemen, we got a call on hold here. We got one of my wife's favorite callers, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hi, John. Hi, Jeff. And is Steve still on?
He's still there. He's doing some homework on it. He's taking a little break and doing some research real quick. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, my question was, he mentioned that there was a genetic component to this for the, I believe he said the Ashkenazi, that they would be, or maybe, I believe he said the Ashkenazi would be, they were given placebo.
Okay.
And
precisely.
That actually...
Right. Right.
Yeah, that actually goes, there was a, I believe I read a report in Haaretz about 2 weeks ago where an insider had revealed that large numbers of the people being vaccinated in Israel were receiving these placebos. Right. I don't think he went in, the article went into it, that they were Ashkenazi, but I'd like to ask him how many of these people he thinks are have received these placebos and maybe comment on a little bit more on
well,
that.
Well, we did cover that.
I think it's important.
Right. Steve and I talked about this privately. About half of the population, give or take. And I'll see. Steve, are you back with us here?
Yes, I'm back, John.
Okay, your follow-up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it would really depend on the actual true number of Israelis. I know that about half the population probably is Ashkenazi. We have about 2 million Russian Jews, and the rest are made up of either Sephardic, being more from the Northern Africa area, or more of your Arabic from Iran, from Syria, from Yemen, places like that. And then, of course, you have the one outside part, the Ethiopian Jews, that's a big contested topic also in Israel as well. So, but yeah, I would guesstimate about half the population would probably be closer to the Ashkenazi, because that's more the European line.
What would be helpful in your research, if we can get video of Israeli hospitals full of the dead and dying, that would be very graphic and very helpful if you can get such a thing, Steve.
I will definitely work on it and see what we can come up with. I know that so the information that you're getting even today, even though it's from intelligence, I have specific names that I have redacted.
We have our last break. We'll take no more calls. We'll have our summaries after the break.
Where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
We'll have a summary, 60 seconds each, gentlemen, starting out with Leon, 60 seconds, going with Jeff, 60 seconds, and Steve can wrap it up. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, what I see the big picture here is that, you know, we know what's happening, and we know what biblically is going to happen, so I'm just really focusing on preparedness. I'm going to be starting my hydroponic and aquaponics in a week, and getting that set up. Also, getting seeds, ordering seeds that you'll see them in the source, get those. And then with all these rash of crazy violence out there, Antifa's back and running, and BLM will have you right on the coattails. So have your security devices nearby, because it's not going to be isolated to the big cities. As you see, they've tried to move out to the smaller areas and influence them. And they've been pushed back here in Missouri, but it's going to happen in Tennessee and throughout the nation. So be focused and start preparing now, because the spring's right around the corner and you're still going to have to eat regardless what happens. So
I well said, Leon. Thank you. Well said. Thank you. Jeff, 60 seconds, your summary, please.
Yeah, well, socialism is the new religion, and it's trying to advance throughout the world, and it has Russia and China and Cuba and countries like Brazil now with Lula da Silva. They're pulling together a big block of countries, and they're trying to bring about global socialism. So that's about the big picture.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next tomorrow morning. Steve, your summary, please. You got about 90 seconds or so. Hello, Steve. Hello. You're on mute, Steve.
Sorry about that. Israel is also facing a color revolution. That was one of the things I was wanting to make sure I got accurate before I spoke about it. And there is a very big fear that it's going to go into a civil war and also a disarming of the nation. And by the way, just for a thought to keep in mind, I always hear this out of Washington, and that is that the United States stands in the way of the New World Order for these elitists and what they're wanting to do. And this is one of the reasons why NATO is more involved with Russia. They are trying to push Russia to a point to attack the U.S. Russia has planned a lot of supersonic nuclear warheads in the oceans, turned them off, and that was done this past week, not this past weekend, but the weekend before last. So we're inching closer and closer, and we're not talking about an all-out nuclear war. We're talking about they would just like Russia to drop one or two over here to cause enough chaos to where America will beg for a new world order.
Well, I'm glad I asked you that question last week, because it got you on a journey, on a quest that's going to inform a lot of people. We already have listeners in Israel, and hopefully we'll get more to alert people what's actually going on over there. Gentlemen, thank you. Appreciate it. Jeff, Stephen, and Leon. Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaners, and chill oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the wonderful state of Missouri and Crawford County. And Lord bless the wonderful state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.